And our guest, Ian Stewart, the chair of the Historic Preservation Committee in the town of Claverick. There will be a walking tour of the Claverick Hamlet this Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. Ian, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now, is this the first tour of this kind in Claverick, in the Hamlet?
That I know of, during the bicentennial, there was a driving tour and a walking tour, and there may have been one in the 80s or 90s, but this is the first one that's been done in many years.
Is it a structured tour or a self-guided kind of a thing?
For this one, it's going to be a structured tour, and we are in favor of brevity, keeping it to the south side of the hamlet, because there are quite a number of historic structures in the hamlet of Claverick, and to walk the hamlet and see them all could take quite some time. So we are limiting ourselves this time just to the south side of the hamlet.
And you'll start at the A.B. Shaw Firehouse on the corner of Route 23 and 9H.
That is correct. We are meeting at 10 a.m. downstairs at the A.B. Shaw. Now that the restaurant across the street is open, the parking all has to be taken. You have to park in the back of the firehouse. So park in the back of the firehouse and meet us downstairs, and we will go from there.
How many locations will you be visiting?
The list is still sort of being hammered out, but it looks to be somewhere around a dozen.
And at each one, you will be giving a little talk or description?
Either myself or Sal Casolino, who's a town historian, or Ian Nitschke, who is on the committee as well. There are several members of the committee who are very well versed on Claverick history. I mean, Ian Nitschke and Sal Casolino actually know more of the local history than I do.
Are they all residential buildings?
Some of them are not. We're calling it the Historic Hamlet Walk because we're not actually going in any of the houses. Most of them are residential, but we have things like the Shaw Bridge down on the south side of town. West side of town.
That's the one that leads to Loomis, where Loomis Creek Nursery was?
No. It's the Shaw Bridge is right there on Van Wyck Lane.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. That's been closed since the 90s. It's actually a one-of-a-kind bridge in the country. It's this very specific design bridge, and actually it is now the focus of the Historic Preservation Committee. We are getting a movement underway to preserve and restore that bridge and get it reopened as a pedestrian walking bridge in the future.
I see. How long is the walk in terms of a mile, 2 miles?
I haven't quite hammered it out yet. What we are looking to do is break it up so that you could do, say, the southeast quadrant of the hamlet, and then we walk back to the firehouse, and then, the southwest quadrant, so we're not going on a four-mile walk. I mean, I may end up walking 4 or 6 miles that day, but we're trying to break it up so that if someone wanted to just go for a section, they could.
You were saying that the Historic Preservation Committee in Claverick is actually a fairly recent birth?
Yes. When the town of Claverick did their comprehensive plan, the comprehensive plan suggested a number of committees that could be formed to help with development and governance and such in the town of Claverick. And the Historic Preservation Committee was one of the committees that was recommended by the comprehensive plan. And last year, in the spring, we were founded by the town. And since then, we've been trying to figure the properties in the village that needed attention. And really, our main thrust is preservation through education, letting people know how unique and how special some of the architecture and the history in Klavrik is, because it really is it dates back to the 1660s. The village does, at least the original patent for the village, and there's, I mean, it's one of the older villages in the Hudson Valley, and it really is. It has some amazing architecture and some amazing history, and the more we educate, the more people will cherish it.
I know that Hudson was originally called Klavrik Landing. That was that Klavrik is a much older place.
Yeah.
Have you been interested in historic preservation yourself, or is this a sort of a hobby of yours?
Actually, this is what I do professionally.
Oh, it is. I see.
I have spent the last 7 years working for either museums or contractors who specialized in preservation, in the physical preservation of historic sites and mills and barns and things of that nature. So when the town said that they were going to be forming this committee, I threw my name in the ring, because not only is it something I'm passionate about, it's also something I do professionally.
How many members are there on the committee altogether?
We're a very small committee. There are six of us now. We're looking for new members. So that's one of the reasons we wanted to do this walk, is sort of get our face out there, get people to know who we are, get the people to meet us, and see if there are more people in the town of Klavrik who'd be interested in serving in our committee. So.
The other day when we talked, you were coming in from doing something at your chicken coop. I was interested because chickens have become controversial at times in various villages. You say you live in the Churchtown area, which
that's
is
correct.
And that's more rural.
Yes.
So what do you have, a few chickens for your own consumption?
Yeah, mostly for eggs.
I see.
Along with doing historical carpentry, I try and live a simpler life. So.
Well, there's nothing like fresh eggs from the country.
Oh, absolutely not. They're some of the finest. If you eat farm fresh eggs, it's hard to go back to eggs from the grocery store.
Oh, now you're making me jealous. Hi, and I'm Ann Cooper. Is there a limit to the number of people that can go on the tour?
We have not set a limit. My sense is the more the merrier.
The more the merrier.
I think if we get really slammed, we may end breaking into groups to make it manageable. But as of right now, I have not set a limit. We have not set a limit on how many people could go on the tour. And our hope is that if this succeeds, that we can do another tour that'll focus on the north side of the hamlet, and we can just, you know, start making these more regular occurrences.
Are people welcome to bring their children as well?
Yep. I understand, though, you are going to be walking down either 23 or 9/8. So, and it is, we will be discussing the history of these buildings and the history of the village. So.
And specifically, what might they see? Which buildings might they see? I'm not that familiar with Klavrik, so many of our listeners might not be. So can you give us a couple of examples?
Well, there's the Shaw Bridge, which I just mentioned, which is not yet an engineering landmark. We're hoping to get it on the National Register of Engineering Landmarks. There's the Mueller House right there on 23. There's the Columbia County Courthouse, where both Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton tried cases.
Where is that courthouse?
If you are heading into Hudson from the intersection there in Klavrik, so if you're heading into Hudson, it's on the right-hand side of the road. It's a rather large brick structure. It's a brick, technically, it would be classified as a Georgian. There's one of the state markers out front that says, you know, courthouse. It's about halfway through the village, halfway through the hamlet, on the right-hand side of the road as you're heading into Hudson on 23.
Mm-hmm. Go on. I'm sorry, I interrupted as you were talking about
What other houses might we be looking at, there are quite a number. If you give me a second, I can pull up.
Anyway, the best thing people can do is just show up and discover them for themselves.
Yeah, the architectural, both the architectural and the cultural history of Klavik is exceedingly rich. And, I mean, the best thing to do is, I would guess, to show up and learn something about this unique Hudson Valley hamlet.
And it is just a matter of showing up at the A.B. Shaw Firehouse at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Yep, that's all there is to it. I'm going to go out and get some coffee and some donuts, and we'll go from there. It's absolutely free event. And hopefully, the weather report looks to be good. So it should be a really interesting morning. It should be a good walk, and I think, and I hope, that it will be the beginning of a series of these.
Well, all the best, and thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me, and hopefully I will see you this weekend.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Ian.
All right, take care.
Bye.